بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رسيدة أشعار وعارف بالله حضرت أقدس حضرت مولانا شاه حكي محمد أختر صاحب نور الله مرقده نتاية الإيد سكون دل در مجلس أهل دل سوى تيري كويت كانا نهي يا رب جن بھی جا سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے یا رب جن بھی جا کسے ہمیں جا میں دل سنا کسی نے زخم جگر کسی ہمیں جا مجھے سنا کسی نے زخم جگر سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا
کیوں بناؤ
مگر نشیمن جو عرضی ہو تو اس کو مسکن میں کیوں بنا سوائے کی کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں ہے رب جی جلدی جاؤ مجھے تو آخر کے سکون کی گئی ملا تو بس دل کے دل پر تو ان کے در کو میں اپنا مسکن سمین دل سے میں کیوں بنا تو ان کے در کو میں اپنا مسکن سمین دل سے میں کیوں بنا سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں رہا رب جی جلدی جاؤ کس رانی جان ندی سنا کسی میں زخم جی جلدی کا سوائے تیرے کوئی ٹھکانا نہیں یار مجھ جلدی جاؤ.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. اما بعد, this beautiful bayan presented so beautifully in poetic form by our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Ari Billah, Rumi Zamana, Tabriz Zamana, Mujaddid Zamana, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Nawwar Allah Marqadahu, Hazrat presents these bayans of his in poetic form. One is, Hazrat says that this has been inspired by me, to me, by Allah Rabbul Izzat, Mother of the Night. This is when a person has got the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat. He's all the time in the thoughts of Allah. Allah Ta'ala opens the heart of that person, the eyes of his heart, even more and more. And then he explains to us what is the reality of life. And he puts it in such a easy and beautiful way to make us understand that Allah Ta'ala has given us such a way of life that is extremely easy, extremely enjoyable. That ad-deenu yusrun, deen is extremely easy and very, very enjoyable. But unfortunately, when we don't sit in the company of these great personalities, then our direction is totally wrong. And then we are striving so hard for this dunya, and then we think life is stressful. So Hazrat is teaching us here that Allah did not send us in this world to have a stressful life, to go through stress and difficulty. Allah Ta'ala has given us a deen, as our Hazrat explained, according to our desire. Every person, if you ask him what you desire in this world, why are you working so hard? I just want peace and comfort in my life. And that is what Allah Ta'ala also desires for us. But unfortunately, we want to use our limited brains and our own type of ideologies to look for ways peace of mind and ways tranquility. And we're looking everywhere where it doesn't lie. People are looking for it either in big, big degrees in the universities, or they are looking for it in the businesses, or today in the political field. Wherever it is, you'll never ever find it there. Hazrat says, where you will find the peace and contentment of the heart, sukoon-e dil dar majlis-e ahl-e dil. That if you want the peace and contentment, then come to the gatherings of the ahl-e dil, people who have got heart. That is, they have got Allah in their heart. Then those hearts are full with the noor of the light of Allah Rabbul Izzat. As Allah Ta'ala explains, هو الذي أنزل السكينة. This peace of contentment is in nobody's control. As our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi explains in another poem, that today the Western world, especially the capitalist world, they are just looking how to grab all the wealth of this world. So if this peace and contentment was also like oil and petrol, then with all their gadgets, technical gadgets, etc., they should look for it and they should drill it from the ground and try and capitalize upon it. But this is one thing Allah Ta'ala has not left in the hands of anybody. Allah is kept in His hands. And this is the kindness of Allah. All those things that are extremely necessary for mankind, which will make his life extremely easy, peace and contentment, Allah has kept in His hands. Similarly, to the deen of Allah, that is Iman, is only in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So where you will find us, Allah says, وَالَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةِ. Allah reveals, sends down the sakina, and this is a special nur. It's not any woman or something that you think when I get connected to sakina, I'll get peace. You'll get more distress in your life. No, when you come to the friends of Allah Rabbul Izzat, هُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The true believers, Allah Ta'ala sends down this peace and contentment. This is the nur of Iman. لِيَزْدَادُ إِمَانًا مَا إِمَانٍ. Then this Iman that you have got may be just like a small spark. You will see it starts increasing. And as this Iman increase and the firm conviction in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts growing in your heart, when you just get an idea from the gatherings of the Ahlullah about the marifat, the recognition of Allah, then you will see that here is peace and contentment. Where am I running to all other avenues? I'll only find it here. So Hazrat is explaining, then you'll come to know that if you want peace and contentment, you can't run anywhere else. Where do you have to run to? Siwai tere koi tikhana nahi hai ya Rab, jidhar bhi jao. Ke ghame jaan wa dil sunao, kisse ghame jaan wa dil sunao, kisse zakhme jigar dikhao. Says, oh Allah, wherever I am running, looking for peace, contentment, looking for nice pastures, enjoyable life, etc., that I will live in peace and happiness, wherever I go in the world, it is not there. I thought I will find it in this country or that country. People are moving from country to country today, think that there is greener pastures and there we will have a better life. But when they go there, they see here it's more difficult. And here it's more miserable. So Hazrat is teaching us that I can never run anywhere else. Allah Ta'ala Himself is commanding us. Where are you running all over in the world? فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Run towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then you'll see now all your problems will disappear. And you will have peace and contentment. Live a simple and enjoyable life. Otherwise, Hazrat explains that even in the spot of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many people will even pass remarks and taunt at you, etc. And obviously, as a human being, it will pain your heart, it will make you feel sad. But Hazrat says that, Ya Allah, to who can I complain? Kise ghame jin jaan wa dil sunao? That who can I even talk to with regard to the pain of my heart? Nobody will understand. Just talk to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah Ta'ala knows the pains of the heart. Allah Ta'ala knows who is causing a person harm, who is taunting you. Allah Ta'ala takes care of everything. Kise main zakhme jigar dikhao. Hazrat is explaining a very, very high position with regard to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That how my lover has been torn apart in the spot of your love of Allah. Who can I show that to? Only you know this condition of mine. That what I am running after is only your love, O Allah. Not everywhere else where the world is running towards and they are just running to a stressful life. O Allah, I am running towards you. Please, Ya Allah, you make me yours and you become mine. Otherwise, Hazrat says, run anywhere in the world and explain to anybody else your problem of this world. Even you think this is my very close friend or ever. Ye dunya wale to be wafa hai. وفا کی قیمت سے بے خبر ہیں. That all the whole world put together, they are just loyal. In other words, people that are not connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, explain them your problems, they listen even as if they are very concerned about your problem. But the Ahlullah, the Ahle Deel will explain to us that 80% of people are happy to hear that you have problems. And 20% are not even concerned. That even if you tell them, they might just listen, put one ear and let it go out from the other ear. Don't make fikr, and as our Hazrat says, that today we even hear somebody is sick, I don't get tawfiq to make dua even for that person. I get the news of a mayyat, I don't even get tawfiq to make dua. That is how sad my condition is. So Hazrat is saying that the whole world, just running behind the world, we have become so totally disloyal. Because we don't know the value of loyalty. You only come to know the value of loyalty when you become the slave of the real king, and that is Allah Rabbul Izzat. That is according to who you get connected to, then you will know what is the value of something. As Hazrat explains that Madina ki nisbat hai qeemat meri, wagarna haqeeqat mein saste hai hum. That if you really want to know your value, and as Hazrat explains in front, that if you want to be a valuable person, then connect yourself to where there is value. And that is the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that we can only learn from these Mubarak majlis of the Ahlullah, how to get connected to the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then only we can hope to get connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat and get the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says, once you realize that the whole world, they are totally disloyal, ki unko dil dekar zindagi ko jafa se aahang kyun banao? Then why should I be so foolish and cause harm to myself and oppression to myself and make my life even more difficult that I am giving my heart to the people of this world? I'm working so hard for this world, whether in the corporate world or today just the artificial deception of this world, children getting involved in sports and all these useless activities, comedy, etc. Why should I give my heart to all these things and still I find that I'm not having peace and contentment? You're causing oppression to yourself. Come and learn here from the Ahle Deel, people who got heart, where to give your heart and how to make your heart valuable, only by getting connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Otherwise everything besides this whole, besides Allah Rabbul Izzat, Hazrat has put it so beautifully, yeah, but all of these things are just idols. Whatever it may be, whether it's your business, whether it's your sports, your cars, your degrees, your politics, whatever the case may be, whether it's the scientists, whatever it may be, these are all artificial, just idols. And all of them are totally dependent. They are all dependent on one another. And each one is totally useless. Sarapa hulam hai, ke unka banu to kyu kar. So why should I become a slave of all these things that are slaves and are totally totally dependent? So why should I become a slave of something that is dependent? Ghulam ka bhi ghulam bankar, main apni qeemat ko kyun ghatau? That why should I become a slave of a slave and then even make my value even much less and lose my value? You'll only become valuable if you connect yourself to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to your connection. That is how much value you will have. And our connection should only be through the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala islam. And that we can only learn and get the courage from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise we're living in a time that shaitan and all his allies are making such an effort to just distract us and take us away from the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even in our ibadah today, that now you mustn't make ibadah, don't perform salah like how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. Stand in a straight, firm line, shoulder to shoulder, no, stand distance apart. So just break us apart totally, and we'll think, no, these people are really concerned. Whereas these people are not concerned of us. That is why these Mubarak gatherings will open the eyes of our hearts and make us realize, and don't get fooled and lose your value. Your value, no matter what the world will say, as Hazrat says, that people will taunt you and say that now you are very hard and you are orthodox and you are living in the old time. But remember, progress is only, as Hazrat teaches us, go back 1400 years to the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed us and warned us that a time will come in my ummah that my sunnah, whoever practices, will be regarded as strangers. Who are these people? But Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given glad tidings to such people. Fatuba lil ghuraba. The glad tidings to people who call you strangers, they call you orthodox, they call you too hard. But remember, as firm as you remain on the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, only in there you will have peace, contentment, and you will have a life that you will have direction going to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And as Hazrat explained, that ye mana humne chaman mein khush rang, gul se bulbul hai mast o shaida. That artificially this world, people will tell you that sunnah is backward. See the modern world of today, that in this modern world you will be progressive. Hazrat says that is just like a nightingale, that in his cage that is full of all these things they put in the cage of that nightingale, a colorful cage they make for him also, and they put all different mirrors etc. in that cage, so the nightingale feels, I'm in a beautiful cage. Hazrat says exactly the same, don't fool yourself. That ever all these artificial things of this world, and if you listen to the scientists or people that are not firm on the sunnah, that the world artificially will look very beautiful to you. But in reality, it is all just artificial, temporary. Magar nashe man jo aarizi ho, to unko maskan mein kyun banao? But this garden or this cage of yours of this world, which is totally temporary. And Allah Ta'ala has informed us about it. وَمَا هَذِي الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. This world is a box of deception. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also informed us, إِنَّ الدُّنْيَا حُلْوَةٌ خَضِرَةٌ. That this world outwardly looks very beautiful, entertaining. So don't fool yourself with this. Love that simple, beautiful way of life of the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And let people say what they want to, that you are not taking your protection, etc. Where can there be better protection than the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It might look very simple, so Hazrat says that this artificial world is very, very deceptive. It's like that poor nightingale who thinks he's living in a palace, and you also think you're living in a palace, but in reality it is totally temporary. So why should you make that your house? Why should you make that your abode? And sadly today we're living in such a time that a person is scared to die. This is my house. He has no home, sweet home in this world. Allah Ta'ala says, think of Darul Akhirah. There's your house. Why are you saying here, this is your home, sweet home? So why are you scared to die? You're going to your real house when you pass away. But this will only, reality will open to myself and to all of us when we sit in the company of Ahle Deen. And they make the treatment of our heart. They do that heart transplant on us. And take out all this La ilaha illallah. Take out all this negative factors from our heart. That if I leave this world, what will happen? When you got that peace and contentment of the love of Allah, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُوا عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Once you have got that, just that drop of the love of Allah, which is actually sakina, that peace and contentment, then all the time malaika will tell you, don't worry. And especially at the time of mort, then they'll say, don't fear, where you worried, what you worried, where you going to? And don't grieve what you're leaving behind. You're going to a far better eternal abode. Allah give me the reality and all of us. Hazrat finally mentions and teaches us that mujhe to akhtar sukoon dil gar mila to bas ahle dil ke dar par. Who else can we learn? People who spend their lives from childhood, from youth days, Hazrat spend his life in the company of the friends of Allah. So he says, if I ever found peace and contentment of the heart, then whose advice can you take more? That a person who was soaked in the love of Allah, soaked in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not just like myself, just come once a week to a majlis and think I come here to my sheikh. Hazrat stayed in the company of his sheikh, made his khidmat, tahajjud time, the cold days, used to get water, warm it, all this. And Hazrat says, all that looked difficult, but I found peace and contentment. What a life that was, in a village, a young boy enjoying himself, So Hazrat says, let me tell you, if I ever found peace and contentment in my life, I found it at the threshold of the people of the who's got the love of Allah. So if that is the case, let me tell you, Hazrat is giving us this advice. تو ان کے در کو میں اپنا مسکن سمیم دل سے کیوں نہ کیوں بناؤں then why shouldn't I make their threshold, this should be my house, that when you live with the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the time of mort we can have hope then that Allah ta'ala will give us this beautiful honorable address, يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةِ ارجعی الى ربک راضیتا مرضیہ فادخلی فی عبادی. Oh, that soul who had contentment, you are happy with the commands of Allah, the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where you learnt it? فادخلی فی عبادی. My friends taught you this. Now you meet my friends and then you enter Jannat and see what enjoyment there is. Hazrat, give us all tawfiq and understanding that Hazrat says, with the firmness of the heart, we should come to these majalis to learn this love of Allah Rabbul Izzat and get peace and contentment of the heart.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmadu wa nusalli ala Rasulil Kareem. Reading about the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Few ahadith. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after completing Fajr Salah, the servants of the people of Madinah Munawwara would bring containers of water. Whoever presented a container, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would immerse his holy hand in the water. This was done for the sake of barakah. Sometimes the mornings were extremely cold. Nevertheless, he immersed his hand in the water. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu raised that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not harsh in disposition, nor was he one who cursed. If someone had to be reprimanded, he would at most exclaim, "What is the matter with him? May dust settle on his forehead." The statement, "May dust settle on his forehead," is not a curse. Even on during Salah, dust settles on the forehead when in sajda by the head touching the earth. In this way, in a way, this was a dua for the betterment of the person. It implied that the errant attained rectitude by the performance of Salah. May he perform Salah. For Salah prevents from evil and shameless deeds. This is one of the peculiarities of Salah. This hadith is recorded in Bukhari Sharif. Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was more modest than a young parda nashin girl, a girl who remained in seclusion. Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu says, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw something detestable, he would realize it from the effect on his auspicious face. That is, he would not generally mention it due to excessive modesty. This was when something wasn't against the Shariat, obviously. If it was against the Shariat, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would immediately say it. But it's something he disliked, which had to do with his own self, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not say it because of excessive modesty. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to follow in the footsteps of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before carrying on, may Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate this tawfiq that Allah gives us to come here for the majalis. This is, and for everyone it is a great amanat. Our time is a very, very great amanat. Wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr. One connection the ulama explain that when man does not appreciate time, then he's in great, great loss and harm. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thami Rahmatullah Ali says that there are three ways in which we pass our time. One is the obedience of Allah, the command that we have to fulfill. The other, the disobedience of Allah, that is totally destruction for us. And the other is where we don't gain and we don't lose. Like when we are sleeping, we are eating, etc. But he says that also is a loss. Like a person, any person, especially a businessman, if he's got a million rand, and he hasn't invested it, he's just lying like that. It's not just lying, it's losing value all the time. All the time it's losing value. So our time that we are not making it beneficial, we are just like passing it. We are in a loss. The same way we can understand, like for example, we go for a holiday where we become lax in so much of our dini matters. How much aren't we losing out? This amanat of ours, we come for the majlis, so our time is amanat all the time. And when we give it specially for a certain purpose, like now coming to the majlis, the month of Ramadan, that pika time becomes much more valuable. We go for Hajj, Umrah, we go in Jamaat, etc. Now the time has become much more valuable. But all our time is very valuable, and we should not be losing out on this. And many of us, we feel that to be very particular about time, all the small things, that that is the people whose iman's level is very high. This is also a shaitani deception. We must think every one of us have got our akhirat in front. And this time is to make our akhirat. It's not a matter of whose iman's level is where and where, that he doesn't involve in this, he doesn't do this, but it is my matter. And in my akhirat, what am I going to gain there? Am I losing out? Am I gaining? Like for example, we come here, and now some of us, mashallah, we are coming from where and where, how much time we are giving, and then how much money we are spending. We don't feel it perhaps, we just sit in the car and we drive, but the fuel, the wear and tear, all that also. And then how much some of us are spending actually. Some brothers come by taxi and then they are spending the money there. Others who are coming by traveling in our cars, that also. And one big sacrifice that some of us are making, we don't make our namaz with, in a masjid, for example. We have to make it somewhere. We don't get jamaat. So that is a big sacrifice, but it is for deen's sake. Like Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, namaz also became qada, but for deen's sake. And we should at the same time think, when we go like for a holiday, to a resort, we also miss our jamaat namazes. What can replace that namaz with jamaat? We're in the masjid, that masjid namaz. We are there wherever we are making our namazes also, perhaps with jamaat, perhaps sometimes we are lax now, we make it on our own time without jamaat also. But the masjid namaz, the value of that, we know that instance very much, very well, of that buzurg who missed his one namaz with jamaat and he repeated it 27 times. And the farishta told him, but the ameen of the farishta, where are you going to get that? Who of us will repeat our namaz 27 times? That is with jamaat. And jamaat in the masjid, we can't, where can we make up for that? And voluntarily, just for our next sake, we will just miss it. We are traveling, we have some necessary travel, etc. We read our namaz by a filling station, for example. Anywhere else, quite in order, no problem. But just for our own nafs and for just no, and when we are going and we are making this resort people more wealthier, we are filling their coffers, and we are all the other negligence that come about. So our time is very, very valuable. So this time that we give here, each one of us, we should try and make it as valuable as possible. For example, here we come, we are sitting in the masjid, make qadr of it. We are in the house of Allah. And in the whoever's house you go to, that person hosts you, he entertains you. And according to his capacity, according to his akhlaq and character, he will give you a good time. Allah, we came to Allah's house. But so how won't Allah host us? And what won't Allah do for us? But are we feeling that? Do we get that? That is, yeah, it's yeah, Allah, it's Allah's house. We came to Allah's house. The malaika abound here. And then we should take that everyone else who has come, he has come with such a good intention to learn deen, to practice upon deen. The people who are sitting, we should take everyone else, it's like a farishta. And I've got the opportunity to sit in this gathering here. And then, when the Quran Sharif is recited, what to say? And Hadith Sharif is read, what to say? The Ash'ar of our Shaykh. And as Maulana explained, Hadrat says that most of his Ash'ar, middle of the night, he should just be like somebody woke him up. And his pen should just start moving then. and he should just write. And he says, I don't write this for the sake of writing poetry, but it is that Allah inspires me and I write this. So according to our level, of course, Quran Sharif is Quran Sharif. Nothing can measure with Quran. Hadith apart, the Mubarak words, the Anwarat of the words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But these awliya, and according to our time, though we don't understand, we don't understand Arabic also, but when Quran is recited, we should take it with this, that Allah's rahmat is pouring, showering down on me. I'm getting that benefit. So according to our time, these ash'ar, we shouldn't be sleepy or drowsy or like we're not interested or we just know when will it get finished. No, take it and take that benefit of it. Otherwise, we will be wearing a raincoat. We will be having an umbrella. That Allah's rahmat is coming down, but we are blocking it. So open our heart and take of this great, great benefit. Then the explanation of it also, take it. That this is from also for my sake and for my benefit. And according to a person, there are two aspects. One is our approach to it, and one is the person who is giving it to us. If our approach is correct, our niyat is correct, and we have opened the lid of the door of our heart, then things are going to pour in. But if we are closed, it, we're just sitting like we're not interested, or we just like passing time, we haven't opened the doors of our heart, we won't benefit. And then the person who is giving it, Hadrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi has explained that according to our intention, we get. If our intention is we want to benefit, whoever the person is, we will benefit. And then if that person, if he also realizes his responsibility, and it weighs down very heavy on our shoulders also, that brothers from where and where they come, what sacrifices, the time can't be just, it can't be just passing the time. As much as we can, Allah forgive us, we can never fulfill the right. But what sacrifices everyone is making, so that it's a great responsibility and it's an opportunity to benefit tremendously. And we all benefit from one another in such a gathering where now it draws the rahmat of Allah. And we really don't know how much our elders explained. In for Jamaat Namaz, for example, one of the great benefits of Jamaat Namaz, we don't know who that one Musalli is, and his concentration, his love of Allah, because of which Allah won't accept only his Namaz. Allah will accept everyone's Namaz. And if you go and make the tajziyah, define it more finely, we don't know who's one Subhana. Subhana Rabbi al-Ala, Allah just loved how he said it. He's one ruku, he's one sajda, and on account of that Allah won't only accept him, Allah will accept the whole Jamaat. So yeah, also all who come, we don't know who that one brother is, but what jazba he came, and what feelings he has got. On account of that, Allah will accept all of us. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to appreciate, and these namas which Allah has opened for us, and also with the lockdown and all that, how much we were deprived of the houses of Allah, how things were. And so there were also those occasions shaitan made them put that worry that is this going to be a permanent thing now. Allah has once more opened our masajid, we come in for the majalis again, so let us not go back to our old ways. Let us, things which we took for granted, we took well every year, every week, majlis going to take place. But see what happened, nobody expected it. Every year Hajj will take place. The Hajj in its very restricted form took place. But Hajj as Hajj is, Hajj also didn't take place. Ziyarat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam still is not as it was, how it used to be. And now with all the restrictions, etc. So let us appreciate. And Allah's system is that how much we appreciate, Allah will give us more. So Allah give us tawfiq. Each one of us, we understand our responsibility and this time of ours to make it valuable. This one moment that goes won't come back. 1 hour that goes won't come back. 1 day that goes, 1 year that goes, it won't come back. then how can we have a birthday party? What are we celebrating? We have destroyed and we have plundered our lives. We have destroyed it, and what are we celebrating now in a birthday party? So all these things, Allah give us the consciousness, and all this Allah make it that we keep our akhirat in mind. And all, every moment of my life, how I spend it, is going to help me in my akhirat. With regard to things like our sleeping, by the barakat of our elders, our sleeping also, we can make it the most valuable. One great Buzurg says, I have hope from Allah that how much ibadat I get in my tahajjud, etc., the same amount of sawab I will get in my sleeping. And how is that? All of us, Allah give us tawfiq to do that. When we go to sleep, just make this niyat, Ya Allah, I'm sleeping so that I get fresh again. You have made our body such, we get weak, our mind becomes tired, body becomes tired. Now even if you want to read one page, you can't read also. Now you are exhausted, you can't do any. You want to think of something, of how to do it, that also you can't do. You are exhausted now. Ya Allah, I'm sleeping to get fresh again. And when I get fresh, I'll make your ibadat again. And more than ibadat, I will preserve the deen. I will work to preserve deen. More than that, to propagate the deen. Whether it is ta'lim, whether it's tabligh, whether it's tazkiyah, then according to that, every moment of your sleep, you're getting that sawab now. When we are eating, we eat with that niyat. That it is Allah's command also, kulu washrabu, and we keep in mind, wala tusrifu also. But we keep in mind, Ya Allah, the strength that I'm, not just that I'm eating because I enjoy the food, delicious food. No, I'm eating so that that strength which comes in my body, I will use it for your ibadat. So all that eating, and then if we eat according to sunnah, we sleep according to sunnah, those are all separate sawabs. And really in the akhirat, when it will open up to us that how much sawab we could have accumulated, and we let it just go by small little negligence. Perhaps a person hasn't got the courage to make wuzu before he sleeps, to make two rakats of namaz again before he sleeps. Perhaps even, but there are so many other sunnahs that he can practice upon, and easily that will do that little mujahada, and Allah will give according to that. But even the other simple sunnahs which are easy also, just for, like you should lie down to sleep, just start your sleep on the right hand side. You get that sunnah of that already. For the whole night you get it. After this you can turn your side again. So there are so many things, and that's the object of coming here, of learning our deen, and then to practice on it, and then to propagate it. There are so much we can earn. Allah give us tawfiq. One very great command of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, which is unfortunately very much we are unmindful of it, is the command of Amar bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar, which Allah Ta'ala teaches, commands in this ayat. Allah says, Kuntum khayra ummati. This year the whole ummat Allah has made khayra ummat. Previously the Nabi was responsible for Amar bil Ma'ruf, Nahi anil Munkar. The Nabi was responsible. This ummat, not as a duty, but as a great gift from Allah. If somebody gets a job as the president of the country, he doesn't think it is a big duty, he celebrates it. That I became the president. Of course, he's got great responsibilities behind him now. But he celebrates it. A person becomes the chairman of an organization. He feels it. So Allah made us, gave us this high pedestal. That you are the kuntum khayra ummati, the best of nations, ukhrijat linnas, and you have been evolved, you have been taken out for the benefit of mankind. And what is that whole benefit which Allah explained? Ta'muruna bil ma'aruf wa tanhauna anil munkar. You do amar bil ma'aruf and nahya anil munkar. Now many of us, we have gone so much off the mark, that generally our Jamaat brothers also quote this ayat, and they feel that the work of tabligh which we are doing, that is amar bil ma'aruf wa nahya anil munkar. Whereas that is really targhib, to encourage. And in fact, the usul of the Jamaat is not to command anyone. Anyone, you see, hasn't got a beard, you don't go and tell him, keep a beard, or I'll give you one slap. Amar bil Ma'ruf is there. That, for example, of all the four mazhabs, Imam Abu Hanifa's rahmatullah's mazhab in this aspect is the lightest. That if a person doesn't make namaz, jail him. And until he, and you punish him there, you lash him, until he makes his namaz. According to the other mazhabs, it's much more stronger. You can behead that person also. So that this is Amar bil Ma'ruf, to command that good. But today, we can't even think of it. And this was really when Islam was established. Then, when there was authority of Islam, like our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair explained, Maulana Thani Rahmatullah did explain this point, and the ulama are well aware in the kitab Nurul Anwar, the conditions of Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahyan in Munkar are written there. Every person hasn't got the authority also, and it's not everyone who can do it also. So this Amr bil Ma'ruf is like Maulana Thani gave an example. There is a person selling fruit and vegetable like an ordinary person, like he's got no like value in society also on the street corner, and he's got a radio transistor and he's playing music there. Now the command is you go and smash his radio. You break his radio and you don't even have to pay for it. Because it's Amar bil Ma'ruf, you have to do that. Somebody with liquor, etc. You go and break all that bottles. That is Amar bil Ma'ruf. But the condition is that you must have the power to do it. And power doesn't mean that you're a strong man, or you go with your two friends and you go and hit him, and then he goes and he brings his whole tribe, all his whole mafia gang he brings, 200 people, and now they beat you up. And it, so that you haven't got to have that control like the government, Islamic Khilafat. But safe to say today, like in Saudi, there was one real department of the government, Amar bil Ma'ruf wa Nahy anil Munkar. And some of us may be remembering the time when this department, the police should come, namaz time, they should make sure all the shops are closed. They should come with their batons and they should hit on their counters, on their shutters, that close up now, it's namaz time. But now this whole department has been totally dismantled. And that department doesn't exist anymore. Not even in Saudi, which was the last country in the world which outwardly had some Islamic resemblance. Now that also is gone. So now we are gone, and we take Amar bil Ma'ruf now, that with diplomacy, you must now tell the people what to do, what not to do. Like Jamaat, they use all diplomacy to do it. And now we have given the name of this Amar, which is a command, which is a force you must use. Like for force to do the right also, you must force that person. And on the other hand, the wrong also, you force him not to do it. Anything wrong. And we read in the kitabs, for example, there is a wedding procession. They are doing wrong things in our days, like the music, for example, taking photos, videoing. The command is to go and break all those things there. But today, we can't do that. So we have come to such a level, and the punishment which comes from Allah's side, that we weren't doing it. We came to that level, we can't do it now. The conditions are not fulfilled. Now we are commanding stuff, that we are commanding of dunya's things. Wow. Hey, like one Jamaat came and explained very beautifully. Nowadays, Fajr Jamaat generally is 5 o'clock Jamaat. So our youngsters, every masjid we check, where are the children, the youngsters between 15, 25, you don't see them in the masjid of that age generally. You don't see those people in the masjid. They are sleeping. And a person perhaps will come tell the Imam Sahib also that my son, I tried and wake him up, but he doesn't want to get up, and I got late, so just to make my namaz, I came away. And you know that today it's difficult, you can't tell the children, they will become rebellious. If you wake them up, you force them to come for Fajr, so please make dua. Imam Sahib also says, yes, it's true, today's children, you have to be very careful, to use lot of diplomacy, etc. He also says, I'll make dua. But now the child has to be in school by 7:30, 7:15 to 8. He has to be up by 7 o'clock, half past 6. And now he doesn't get up. Now all the diplomacy that now the mother will pull the sheet off him. She will shout at him repeatedly. Perhaps the father will come with the belt also. Now no diplomacy. So we are doing Amar Bil Ma'ruf now. But now we are doing it for dunya's sake. Where we have to do it for deen's sake. Now, and this comes as a punishment from Allah. That you have to do it, but now you won't do it for deen's sake. Now as a punishment you will still do it, but you'll do it for dunya's sake. Today, for example, everything, you know, our children are not reading namaz. We are concerned about it. Genuinely, we are worried. And we are encouraging them also, everything. But we say, you can't be hard on the children. You have to be take it easy. But let the child, that very child, scratch your car. And now see that what is our attitude. Hey, that one scratch on the car, let him just break off that, what you call this, emblem or what of the car. They're saying, let him break that, or in the car, let him break something or anything. Your wife, which is so dear to you, let her mess some milk in the car. Hey, you are carrying, and now the smell is going to come. It's going to stay in the car. Now see what is our attitude. Now where's our diplomacy? Now we weren't doing it for deen. Allah makes us do it now for dunya. We are doing it, but now we will do it for dunya. For small, small things in the house. Small, petty, petty things. We will be so angry and we'll take it out so much. And for deen's big, big things also, we will overlook it. Namaz is not being performed. In our house, negligence of namaz. But it doesn't, we don't ask ourselves to even make dua for it. Today, how lot of evil is taking place? Forget Amar bil Ma'ruf, Nahi anil Munkar. Are we even making dua for all this Munkarat? That Allah remove all this. How many of us really take, for example, Darwin's theory of evolution, which is open kufr? Besides kufr, what great stupidity that you are born from a monkey. What great stupidity. And this all Allah punishes us in this way, that today this is taught to our children. And in our schools it is being taught. All the shamelessness in sex education which is being taught. All the other things and worse things which are still going to come, which they want to bring. But today it's just like a blind eye. It doesn't mean that one thing of our dunya, let that be effective. Let the child come and let him splash the tires of the car. And then see, Qiyamah will come down. He has to come and splash the tires of the car. In one nearby country, very many years ago, person bought a brand new motor car, and as is common, he came, he showed the family. Car was parked on the pavement, and while he came, called the family, let's go for a drive, brand new car. His little 3-4 year old child, 5-6 year old, it picked up a 6-inch rusted nail and scratched the car from the front to the back. Brand new motor car. We also feel it, and now not our car. And we just hear it, but it has an effect on us. But we say people are not making namaz. No effect, no response from us, nothing whatsoever. So then that father got so angry, he grabbed that nail and he scratched the arm of the child from the top to the bottom. It became so bad, gangrene, they had to amputate the child. When the father then afterwards we come to our senses, the child was crying in hospital and said, Daddy, I'll never scratch your car again, give me my arm back. That daddy perhaps have got every third, fourth year a new car, every year a new car, but to get that one arm back. So today, because we're not doing to our little, and when we see marra minkum munkaran, the hadith is clear on the matter, then change it with the power and the force of your hand. That must be our imani situation. But today, with those conditions, we can't do that. If you can't, at least speak out again. That also we are not doing. If we can't, it's not that you hate it in your heart. If you don't hate it, that is where is iman is not left if we don't hate it. But change it with your heart, at least a dua. That nobody is stopping us. And dua we can all make for our children, our family, namaz, dressing, all going to wrong places, bad habits they have got. Do we even make dua, even for our own children, forget the whole ummah. And for our own children also, do we, that we have got. That was, and Nabi said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that beyond that, there is no iman left. So check our condition. What is our condition? Where are we standing today? So this is a very important command of Amar bil Ma'ruf, Nahya anil Munkar. So much we can do. And also, it comes in the Hadith Sharif. A person, man ahabba lillah, wa man abghadha lillah. A person who loves for the sake of Allah. A person who becomes angry for the sake of Allah. Today, if any person has to show little anger in this way, we brand that person. Forget the non-Muslims, branding him as a... fanatic, and that person, just leave him alone. We today, we are supposed to be the people who understand, we will brand that person. And the people who will call, that for deen's sake, you must take it easy. And for dunya's sake, no problem. There you can become mad, and you can become a madman yourself. And a person becomes so mad, he swears also. And he becomes angry, and he's besides himself. Now that is acceptable. So, but where have we gone? What we have changed? Which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam warned, a time will come when you will see the right as wrong. The Sahaba said, will that happen? More or less the hadith is in detail. The time will come when you will command the wrong and you will forbid the right. Such a time will come, so much detail has come. Which time are we in? So at least, and yes, we are pious people. We are Khanka people. We are Buzurg. We are the awliya of the time. Now Allah Ta'ala guide us and let us. And this very basic command, which is a command of Amar bil Ma'ruf, Nahi anil Munkar, we are totally at variance with it, totally opposite. We are in it. Allah Ta'ala let us understand. And this duty, at least from our heart. And Allah's system is, we do it from our heart. How much we can do, Allah will bring, make it easier for us. And Allah will open the doors and make it possible for us. And in any case, the ulama, if they can't use the power of their hand, then at least to speak about it. Not only the ulama, the parents, the ustad, a sheikh, whoever has got, Allah has given him that position, the principal of an institute, the teacher in the class. We use this here which Allah has given us. Every parent, every person who Allah gave that some authority or the other, that we do this amal bil ma'ruf. If we can't do it still even with our hands, at least we speak about it. Today that also, and we know commonly how many parents will come. They will come to the ustad, the principal, they say, my son, my daughter, this problem, but please don't say I said. We are afraid of our own children today. This is also a punishment from Allah Ta'ala. That for the right things, we are afraid of our own children. And all, we just want to be in the good books. Let the principal, let the teacher be in the bad books. Let the children hate the teacher for saying it. But I must be in the good books of the children. Where our priorities, how we are gone, really topsy-turvy. Allah guide us to righteousness and give us proper understanding. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم